Thanks for joining us as we continue to work our way through some passages regarding prayer. Again, prayer is just talking to my Heavenly Father. John 17:15. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, Jesus says, but that you keep them from the evil one. I don't ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. Jesus here is praying for us. Christians in every generation have the same temptation, the allure to retreat from the world. From business to education to recreation, there is a desire to only be involved with other believers. But there's one problem with that. That's not the intention of Jesus. When blasted for hanging out with sinners, Jesus reminded his critics that the sick, not the healthy, need a doctor. From the tax collector to the prostitute to the thief, Jesus went to those whose lives needed transformation. He engaged the lives of those far from God. Jesus did not pray that his followers be taken out of the world following their salvation. He didn't establish a cave-dwelling communes or sacred and safe monasteries. Jesus prayed for protection as he commanded us to go into the world. Protect them from the evil one. Don't take them out of the world. We are actively to proclaim the gospel, the good news of eternal salvation. He'll take us out of the world one day when he's ready. But until then, it's our time to share with all those around us what it means to follow hard after Jesus. So, Father, give us courage to go, not to retreat. Give us strength to engage, not withdraw. Give us passion to proclaim the life-changing message of Jesus so we may hear one day, "Well done, good and faithful servant," when you choose to call us home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.